The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, and away we go. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friendly podcast host, Matt, back again after a week off, refreshed and ready to go. And we have a lot to get to. If you're new to the podcast, please hit the subscribe button. Wherever you get your favorite podcast, this will be waiting for you each and every morning with our thoughts on all the local stories going on around the sports world. We start today with the Braves, who on the whole had a very good weekend with a disappointing end. They took 2 of 3 from the Phillies, but it's last night's loss, which ended in controversial fashion, that I know has Braves fans, Brian Snitker, and a lot of members of that team very upset. So in a 6-6 game in the ninth inning last night, the Phillies tested, and I put tested in quotes, Marcell Ozuna's arm on a shallow fly ball to left that was like deep third base, essentially. But the Phillies have the scouting report, like a lot of other teams, that you're going to test Ozuna's arm. They did. It wasn't a great throw, but it looked good enough, as we saw in 15 different angles on replay, that Alec Bohm, Philadelphia Phillies third baseman, whose foot went over the plate, never touched it. But as I'm watching it live, because I don't trust replay, I kept thinking, they're not going to overturn it. There is this issue in Major League Baseball, and it really is across the board in sports, that we live in this world where the call on the field, or the call on the court, as it were in the NBA, like there's got to be this indisputable evidence to overturn the call, and these umpires have a hard time, unless it's blatantly obvious, overturning what is a missed call. And that was a missed call last night. They got it wrong. I don't know how replay officials looking at that over and over could justify keeping the call the same on the field, other than the call on the field was safe and we're not going to overturn it unless it's just, again, blatantly obvious. Here's how we fix the replay system, though. We have replay officials, in this case in New York, who don't hear the call on the field. Why does that matter? They need to independently review these calls and make their judgment based on their own eyes and their own angles of the replay, so they're not influenced by the call on the field. There's no need. Because if the team that's calling for a challenge, in their mind, they're saying, we don't think the call's right anyway. So why do we have to give replay officials a chance to back up their own, as it were, with these replay challenges? Baseball's replay system has become mostly a waste of time. I can argue across the board in sports, it's become a waste of time for a couple of reasons. A, it takes too long. B, they end up backing the original call way too much because they're influenced by the call on the field. Make it independent. They don't need to know it. What do your eyes tell you? What are the angles you're watching tell you? Then make the call. Brian Snitker lost it last night. I know a lot of us watching the game did the same stuff. He threw his hat, came out of the dugout to argue a call that was already made. Here is Snit's point of view of what happened with the decision on the field. He was very frustrated.
It's frustrating sometimes, I guess. And that's what I told the umpires. Because I got a view. I got a view on the big screen that he didn't touch the plate. So I wondered till I saw a certain angle, then I was confirmed what I thought, that he didn't touch the plate.
So the series didn't end well for the Braves. But again, on the whole, it was a very good series. They win 8-1 Friday night. They win 5-4 in comeback fashion on Saturday night. And the Braves, after starting 0-4, which it was one of the few times I was glad to be on vacation while that was going on, because I'm sure the panic that was ensuing around Braves country was large, even though we all know that team is really talented. And over the long haul, if they're healthy, things will be fine. But 0-4, yeah, it was frustrating. I'm sure panic ensued. So the Braves had won 4 in a row. They're now sitting at 4-5. We'll talk about the Marlins, who come to town here in a moment. Ronald Acuna Jr. stole the weekend. He was ridiculous. If anybody else wins Player of the Week, something's wrong. Acuna in this series alone against the Phillies, 9-13, two home runs, four RBI, four runs scored. On the season, in a short sample of nine games, Acuna's hitting .444, four home runs and nine ribs. Now, here's why that's important. Well, it's important because he's a great player and you want to see him have a huge season. But he's really the only Brave who's hitting consistently in the starting lineup. Look up and down these averages, which I will tell you on the front side, I'm not concerned about in the least. You have to win games even when guys aren't playing well. This team will hit. There are too many bats. But Ozzy's hitting .139. Freddie .167, although he's homered now in his last three games. He's got four homers. He's coming out of it. Marcell Ozuna, .125 with 13 strikeouts and 32 at-bats. Dansby hitting .188. He struck out 14 times and 32 at-bats. Austin Riley only hitting .207. And Christian Pache hitting .107 with 11 strikeouts and 28 ABs. And folks, they're 4-5 overall. That's with 4-1-1 losses, including last night's controversial loss, a walk-off defeat to start the year in Philadelphia. Here's what we know about games like that. When you're a talented team, like the Braves, those things even out. The Braves will get their share of those. So again, don't waste your time being a bit concerned about these bats. We know Freddie will hit. You know Ozzy will. Marcell, who I said before the year wasn't going to have the same season he had a year ago, and that was going to be fine as long as he was typical Marcell, and he will be. Dansby will hit. Pache, we talked about, could have some struggles adjusting to Major League pitching, but not worried at all. This is good news. 4-5 overall. Braves bats will get going. Marlins in town tonight. Waskari Noah gets a starting O off that last fantastic start, where he went head-to-head with Scherzer and pitched his tail off. He'll go against Sandy Alcantara. Game tonight at 7:20 over at Truist Park. All right, let's transition to the Hawks, who had a really good weekend. The Hawks on Friday night beat the Bulls 120-108 in comeback fashion. Yesterday, the Hawks went on the road and won in Charlotte 105-101. So they're 29-25 overall. That's good enough for fourth in the East with just 18 games to play. Couple of things from the weekend. Number one, let's talk about yesterday. The Hawks played without seven parts of their rotation. I'll count six as active parts of the rotation. Chris Dunn hasn't played at all this year. So you needed other guys to pick up the pace. And Bogdanovich was great. Scored 32, made a career-high 8 3-pointers. Clint Capella continues just to have an unbelievable year. He had 20 points and 15 boards. But guys like Brandon Goodwin, who started in place of Trae Young, who was out, had 17 points. Lou Williams had a big fourth quarter with, I think, 10 of his 13 points. The Hawks were down yesterday by 10 points with 7 minutes to go, but finished the quarter in the game on a 23-9 run. Now, Charlotte was playing without Gordon Hayward, who's been hurt, and LaMelo Ball, but it still doesn't equal the amount of pieces the Hawks were playing without. No Trae Young, no Danilo Gallinari, no John Collins, DeAndre Hunter, Cam Reddish, and now Tony Snell, who's going to be out a few games with an ankle. And they still won. It's very impressive. Hawks will be in Tampa tomorrow night to face the Raptors. One note on Friday night's game. And Friday was fun. If you were an Atlanta sports fan and you weren't down at Truist Park or down at State Farm Arena, to flip between the Hawks and the Braves, who both won and both got superstar performances from Ronald Acuna and Trae Young. Trae on Friday night brought the Hawks back from a double-digit deficit against the Bulls. In that game, Zach LaVine of the Bulls went off. He scored 50. He had 39 in the first half, but Trae went off in the third quarter. Trae scored 42 in the game, 24 in the second half, had 9 assists, 8 rebounds. He looked every bit of a star. Meanwhile, down the street at Truist, Ronald Acuna, 4 hits for the Braves, couple of doubles, a hustle single, a moonshot of a home run that I don't care what the tail of the tape was. That ball looked like it was 500 feet if it was an inch. So you're flipping back and forth watching those two put on shows. And I mean shows because they're both showmen. I think Atlanta's very lucky to have a 22-year-old and a 23-year-old. And that's how old Trae and Acuna are. Stars who have this flair for the dramatic, this flashiness to them. They are both guys who are all about entertainment. And with Acuna, that means pimping home runs, bat tosses, you know, doing 360s out of the batter's box, just giving you flair, pumping a fist. The old stuffy baseball crowd doesn't like that, but again, that doesn't matter. Baseball should embrace what a Ronald Acuna is. And it's not just at the plate. He made a great catch in that game Friday night to save what was a 3-1 lead. Could have been a tie game in the fifth inning if that ball gets over his head. Then you got Trey, who's, you know, nut-bagged guys and, you know, hitting logo threes and unbelievable passes. These two guys get it. It's a game, it's sports, but it's entertainment, and they're so entertaining. So I thought Friday was a great picture of those two, and I think what Atlanta's got as far as the future in store with those two for a very long time of their greatness, their entertainment value, and Atlanta sports fans benefit from both of those. All right, if you guys would, I would love for you to subscribe to this podcast. It'll be waiting for you each and every day around 10 a.m., 10 minutes or so, depending on how long I ramble. If you would, leave some of those great five-star ratings, review the podcast, tell a friend when you see me promote it on social media. If you would, give it a like or retweet, and let's get the word out there. I'll be with Chuck Oliver on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, Georgia this afternoon, and back again tomorrow for the next edition. The Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon background screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.